Book 21. The Clash of Man and River. As they came down to a ford in the Blue Xanthus, eddying and running, God-begotten wondrous river, there Achilles drove amid the rout and split them left and right, scattering half toward Troy over the plain where yesterday Achaeans broke and ran when Hector raged. Now Trojans ran that way, and Hera spread a cloud ahead to slow them. The other half are forced into the stream, now running high with foam on whirlpools. Down they plunged, smacking the water, and the banks and gullied beds echoed their hurly-burly. This way and that they swam, shouting, spun round and round by eddies. As when locusts flitter before a prairie fire into a river, tireless flames, leaping abruptly higher, scorch them, and they crumple into the water, so the currents rushing before Achilles now grew choked with men and chariot teams. He left his spear propped on a tamarisk by the riverbank, then like a wild god he leaped in savagely for bloody work with sword alone, and struck to right and left as cries and groans went up from men he slashed, and dark blood flushed the stream. As darting fish in flight before a dolphin crowd the bays of a great roadstead, terrified, for he engorges all he catches, so the Trojans cowered down the dangerous river's course and under overhanging banks. Arm-wearied by butchery, Achilles from the stream picked 12 young men alive to pay the price for dead Patroclus. He led these ashore, startled as fawns, and bound their hands behind them, using the well-cut thongs they wore as belts round braided combat shirts. He turned them over to men of his command to be led back to the decked ships, then launched himself again on furious killing.